Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to implement an initiative aimed at increasing and safeguarding exports of non-traditional agricultural products and produce.
Onion, sweet yam, sweet potato, yam, hot pepper, honey, small ruminants.
Stay with us to find out more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Kimberly Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The state must now create an export platform to facilitate substantial and sustained expansion in exports.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will be starting a program aimed at increasing and safeguarding the export of Jamaica's non-traditional agricultural products and produce. Portfolio Minister Roger Clark says the program is to be carried out under the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, ACP, in collaboration with the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture, the IICA.
We will roll out this program with ICA personnel visiting Jamaica to identify and train farmers, existing and potential exporters, and thereafter taking them into the marketplace to liaise directly with buyers and distributors.
The initiative, targeting local farmers and exporters, aims to create an export platform framework that facilitates exchange between suppliers and purchasers in Jamaica and overseas. Farmers will also be trained in international business practices, marketing and negotiation, as well as product validation while participating in trade fairs and missions. Mr. Clark says the program has been used in other countries and has successfully promoted and expanded exports, which proves it has the potential to create niche markets overseas. Under the initiative, the government or the Jamaica Exporters Association, JEA, may strategically place representatives in the country's main export markets.
Given the huge potential to expand non-traditional exports, it might even be beneficial for the state or the Jamaica Exporters Association to put personnel in our main markets to coordinate all the logistics, ensure payment and distribution goods from port to distributors.
As part of efforts to deal with the development, Mr. Clark says the government, through the ministry, has moved to establish links between buyers and distributors in the export markets and farmers in Jamaica.
Based on concrete interest in these products, even whilst we are setting up the export platform, we are immediately linking buyers and distributors in the export markets with exporters and farmers in Jamaica.
The consortium is an association of fresh produce importers whose members comprise 700 businesses, inclusive of retailers, distributors, importers, wholesalers, processors, packers, and food service companies.
Already we have identified some large farmers in our agroparks who are now negotiating contracts with those buyers to supply sweet potato. We have gone further to secure planting material. Our pledge is to work with these farmers to ensure they conform to good agricultural practices, so critical for exports to the UK.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. The proverb for this morning is, when trouble take your picnic short fit you. Translation, when in trouble, a child's shirt will fit you. This means that people will have to adjust in an unfavorable situation. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other GIS-produced programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm. On behalf of producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.